our young Lily, Ellie Darcy Aldrin. Young Rose Helen Barlow. Ryan Turner, Hugo Weasley.
Everyone else is saying edge. But yeah, it's been incredible. It's been very cool. And I've been talking to a few people. I don't think I've been talking to this many people. So it's absolutely wicked. It's very cool. It's amazing you're all such dedicated fans. Thank you.
Now, you also were with us at the screening the other night, which I have to imagine was a little bit of a different audience than perhaps the premiere screening. Do any of you want to share any particular thoughts you had during that about the differences in being involved with being in the theater with all us crazy people?
There's definitely a lot more screaming.
It was great watching it with all you guys.
It was kind of awesome because the first two times we watched it, the premiere and the Carlton Crew screening, we did get a few audience reactions, but not the sort of thing we got on Thursday night. It was nothing short of incredible, you know. We heard people kind of sobbing. I'm sure you could have heard from outside the cinema. Well, I thought it was just an extremely brilliant experience.
It's crazy, bloody hell. I mean, everyone's... I was what's happening, all the symbolic moments. It's absolutely incredible.
It was more mental. Everyone was more into it than the premiere, and it was better.
Okay, who is the biggest Harry Potter fan among you guys?
Me and Will.
Not Arthur.
Yeah, you said the other day that you weren't sure that you liked them in the beginning because they were terrifying. Because of the movies, the early movies, right?
Excuse me?
You said the first movies were so scary that you weren't sure you liked Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's true. Voldemort's really scary. And the bit when he goes into the parents' house with his foot up and he does the thing with the lock. And then he goes to the room. That's really scary.
But how old were you when it came out? It's 10 years ago.
Oh. Yeah, I pushed it a bit later, so about 5 maybe.
Everyone, you wanted to say something?
Films when I was 3, and my mom read them to me when I was 3, and basically every night since then I've been reading the books. Yeah, I'm the biggest.
I'm also a massive Harry Potter fan.
I can see this turning into a competition.
I've read the series 8 times. I have registered more with the books than you have.
To
that. How about $100?
Make it 200.
Scott.
Please read 6. Oh.
to kill the ogre guy.
brilliant to kind of go along. I didn't get to work with like Daniel and Emma and Rupert, but we did meet them at the studios and at the premiere, and it was just brilliant to kind of work on this fantastic film and to kind of just do stuff.
The scene with Sarah Smiley by the river and me coming out of a tree, we shot at Hatfield Pounds, which was really beautiful, and I really like doing that. One time when I was coming out of the tree and looking at Lily for the first time, I smashed my head in the tree. yeah, but it was a really, really amazing experience.
Earlier, you have quite a pivotal scene at the end there with Daniel.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about it beforehand?
Well, yeah, we did a bit, but not that much. But the director helped me with it a bit, like, told me to look more sad or something.
Express and riding my trolley through the wall, which wasn't quite as real as it looks in the film, but you sort of had to stop. But yeah, it was amazing. It was just such a surreal but just brilliant experience, and I will value it for the rest of my life.
Now, Ellie and Benedict, what did you guys do to think about Lily and Snape and their early relationship? Ellie, do you think Lily might have loved Snape?
I'm not sure that she loved him, but I think she just took him for a friend, because when Snape said the line and they ran away, I think she would have given him, they would have been close friends, because I think Lily didn't love Snape, she just liked him as a good friend, and I think that's why she didn't forgive him, and then Snape got really upset.
You think Snape could have ever actually been a Gryffindor?
I don't know. He made a few mistakes. Well, he got the dark arts, which he shouldn't have done.
And that was silly.
They didn't have the mudblood scene in the script, which was a bit annoying, but.
Into the Wizarding World, and there was just Hogsmeade and Hogwarts. Still stood there waiting for us to welcome us. I think it was just amazing. Seeing it actually all be there was wow. It just, I didn't expect it. It was amazing. I think that was my most memorable.
Yeah, I don't have a favourite either, but it's amazing being with all you guys because you're so dedicated. But I must admit, when I first saw Hogsmeade and Hogwarts, it did make me feel quite sad because it was just like I'd imagined it. It was incredible.
My favourite bit was the opening assembly, same as Rowan, because it was just so different and so many cool things.
The costumes have been unbelievable. I saw two people dressed up as Draco and Lucius, and they were oh, that was, yes. The costumes are very definitely something I'm going to remember.
I liked doing this because it's really fun, and I like my villa. I like the theme park, Universal Park thing with the rides, except for the motion one, that's horrible.
Thursday night, despite the fact I was going to see the film the third time, I've already said this, I still loved it because of all your reactions to it. It was just amazing seeing you all sob, laugh, cry.
Guys aware of. I know Will, we all know you from Twitter. Will is very active on Twitter, he's kind of a wise guy, I love it. Did you know there were rock bands? Did you know there were fan musicals? Did you know any of this before LeakyCon?
I did.
I knew about the Harry Potter Puppet Pals, and I kind of heard about these wizard rock groups, but I didn't know anything about musicals. Look very interesting.
I knew there were fans, but I didn't know there were fans like this.
Now, if all of you could pick any role in the Harry Potter movies to play, which would it be besides your own? Can't pick your own. Not fair.
Nose.
one now. I want to be one of the trolls. Is that really cool?
I was
going to
say
Neville,
so take him right now. He's a true Gryffindor.
Interesting. About the true Gryffindor bit, when we all are so confused about whether Snape is a true Gryffindor or not.
Volunteer to do that, if you don't mind. Thank you.
Hi, this is for all of you. What would your dream part to play be? What part would you want to play, like, outside of Harry Potter?
I would probably say James Bond, because the character a lot of people want to be could be because he's kind of really sophisticated, and then he's also quite an action man.
Slytherin. He's 100% Slytherin, because I don't believe that Slytherin over at you. Like, your parts, especially the Princess Tale, people were sobbing so hard.
What was it like when people were basically weeping over you guys in this film? Especially Princess Tale, especially Benedict Canelli.
Very special. Such a symbolic moment, chapter in the book. So it's great that everyone liked it when it was turned, when it came out on screen.
I think it was fantastic, really, because they're crying over someone who is just a normal person in real life. And it felt something inside me, it felt really special, and I loved it, but it also felt a little bit weird. Somewhere inside there, but you know.
I personally thought that it was laughing, that I was hearing, I was like, why is everybody laughing? And then we all realized that it was actually talking.
What were all of your reactions to the Voldemort Malfoy hug?
Well, mine is different. I haven't really been drawn to it over the first two times. But the first time, and there was all this laughter. I was kind of thinking, what? I think it just shows that Voldemort kind of has made Malfoy a Death Eater, and that he's very pleased that he's completed his mission.
I thought it was a very tender, loving movie.
Has anyone seen Austin Powers here? It's like the hug Dr. Evil gives his son.
I found it quite weird because Voldemort is evil, but yet he's hugging someone. It didn't make sense that much because it was weird.
I thought it was quite different because Voldemort's quite dark and Malfoy was dark, but he seemed to come quite good in the last film.
It's a good question. I don't really know what to say. It's a funny moment, really.
Those people, like, Baron, because he has all that energy, but for instance, why Robbie Coltrane?
Not that there's anything, I mean, like, what? Is there, did they do something? Do you admire them from their other work?
I think Helena Bonham Carter is amazing, because she's crazy, and she fits all the parts she plays so well, and she gives it everything, and she's so versatile.
Just really down to earth, and he was really nice when I first met him. First thing he said to me was, "Young Gary Oldman." Really nice. We talked to him for like 5-10 minutes, and he just seemed not very fast. He just seemed that he'd go to anywhere in his own time. He was just really happy.
Despite having a really scary voice, Alan Rickman's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's... I haven't met him, but he's a really good actor.
I think Bobby Coltrane, because he is Hagrid, and he plays the part so well, and he's great, he's funny, he fits the part, he's amazing, and I think he plays Hagrid.
He said.
I've already explained my reason. That's what I thought. I just looked at that. I thought. Yeah. Where's our next question? Is the one back there?
Okay. This is more of a question for the young Snape character, because I actually portrayed you in the final battle yesterday. Somewhat intimidated to like step in the older actor's shoes, particularly Alan Rickman, but for the rest of the cast, like the characters who portrayed you in previous movies, did you feel somewhat intimidated by them?
Well, it was scary because I've never done any professional acting before. I didn't want to mess it up because this is such a everyone loves Snape, really, even if, well. University loved. Well, by the end of the book, probably is. Okay. Sorry, this is a bad answer. Not really, because everyone was so nice on set. There wasn't any pressure or anything. So yeah, it's fine.
Hi. Oh my god, it's so cool to hear my voice. Like, sorry. This is less of a question and an instruction for young Albus. I can't remember your name, really sorry about that. Okay, my instruction is to read the books and commit them to heart. You are missing out on something. That's
all. I'll read the book, okay? I'll do that.
Our young games has pulled them out, Lewis. And run off to the back. You're back.
Tell us about the casting. What was that like? Was it an open call? Did you have agents?
They came to my school, and then pretty much most people auditioned for it. And then I just had to say, "Hi, my name is Arthur," to the camera. And then I had to go to the memo and read the script to a camera, and then just do that, and then screen tests, and then I wrote Bob.
I wrote a letter, and then a year later I got a phone call and went for an audition, and then I had another audition where we just kind of talked about the character, did some improvisation. Then I had an audition which is more like a photo and a meeting with Emma, and then I had a screen test with Ryan and Rupert.
I have an acting agent, and I went and auditioned with Fiona at Fiona Weir at Portobello Road. After that, I went to call back at Pinewood Studios, where I met Alfie, who plays the young James. And then we went to a screen test at Leavesden after that, and that's where I met Ellie and Benedict. And that was just a really good. And I got the part.
I, same as Arthur, I'm an assistant here. An assistant casting director came to my school and chose a few people, or talked to a few people, saying what are your hobbies, etc. But we didn't know this was the casting director of Harry Potter until we got a letter 2 weeks later saying, would you like to audition? And of course I did. I auditioned for Portobello Road and didn't think I'd hear anything back, and did about a month later and did a few auditions at Leavesden Studios and a couple of screen tests, and eventually got the role.
I had an audition in 2009, and I think it was just talking and having a chat about the character. I had another audition, Benedict, and that was improvisation with a few other people. And then I had another audition, which was more improvisation, again with Benedict. And then I had the screen test where I met Rowan and Alfie, and then a few weeks later I filmed all that I got back.
I can tell you Will's story.
I'm really happy with the story when he returns.
It's the same as Helena's.
We won't tell him.
What?
Just make up something else. We won't tell him.
Okay, I'm trying to think of something that's not rude.
Don't bother, rude is fine.
Let's just skip this.
Hi guys, if a spell or something in the wizarding world could be real, what would you want to have real in your life?
Say that again.
Like, if a spell could be real, what spell would you choose?
Oh. Ooh, easy one for me. I'd go for a very practical spell, which is the disapparating and apparating spell. You'll take a second to travel everywhere, and it'd just be brilliant. As then it would have just taken 1 second to get here into a 7-hour plane journey.
Ellie?
There's too many to choose from, I think, because there's lots that could make the wizarding world a wizarding world. So I'd probably think one Wingardium Leviosa.
They're all so such classics from Harry Potter. I'm not really sure. I love them all. That's one thing about them.
Such a Hermione-esque answer again. I'll just have them all. Brian, is there a spell from Harry Potter that you'd like to be able to do in your life? No. Fair enough.
What's the spell to fly? Wingardium Leviosa.
But it doesn't make you fly.
Oh.
There is a broomstick. Well, he's Voldemort.
Some reason. This is like Dumbledore's having a funeral. Why?
yeah.
I think another death I might have in there is probably the death of Fred. That was a bit sad because Fred was my favourite of the Weasley twins. So.
I pray for Dobby because he's a real hero.
since the last time that we saw you guys a few days ago and the movie came out, how has everybody been treating you?
Has it changed? Have people treated you differently since the movie came out? Are people stopping you in the hallways and such?
Well, I've been getting loads of tweets saying that we were awesome in the movie. We've had a few photos all around the place, which was kind of awesome, but we haven't really had the opportunity kind of to meet loads of people like yesterday. We were
Just wait a minute. We're like an hour. We'll take care of that.
I suppose a lot more people know your name and who you are, but it hasn't really changed that.
I think it's been the same because when we first went on stage, it was just a lot different, but since then it's been the same.
A lot more people have done who you are now. Yes.
Yeah. I'm getting a few marks as I'm walking around. It's like, is that the young Snape? No, 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 he's got black hair and brown eyes. What are you talking about? It's like, that's his face, isn't it?
You ever say, yeah, what? Okay. Have you all didn't miss anybody, right?
No, why?
Except for Will.
I would say
we have time for like a few more questions before we bring out the adult.
What was different for those of you from the epilogue the second time you filmed it and the first?
Well, the first time we did it, it was a lot more true to the book. The first time. And the second time, I think David, the director, tried to make it more like a movie and it wasn't so true to the book. And also the costumes and hair was different and the adult looked very different. I thought it was very different because when we were at Eats Cross and it was really loud and everything, but when we filmed it the second time, it was a lot calmer, and I think we did our job easier.
I think the second time was better, because even though they didn't stage the book, and I have read my last scene, so it's better because it's like got more magic in it. The fireworks and the chocolate frog, the paper bird.
It's me, I'm back, hello.
We'll catch you up in a second. Think about spells and if people have treated differently between the book. But in the meantime,
the
difference between shooting the first and second one?
Well, there was a lot of green screen in the second one, so it didn't look quite as real. But then again, the first one was real, so. It was a lot different. It was, like Ryan said, it was much calmer because King's Cross was very frantic. We went in there and it was just like crazy and it's fans waiting outside. But this time we were in Leeds, so you know there wasn't any fans and we just went in there and chilled. Hopefully we did a good job.
So the second one was at Leeds, it was on
the second street. Yeah.
Do you know that when you filmed the first one, Ivana was there by chance? When you guys filmed the film at King's Cross, she happened to be there. She's in somebody's photo.
Oh, really?
In the back of the crowd going, what's going on?
She just did the thing where she creeps up into photos.
Not Luna.
That's the last one.
Sorry, what's the question?
We're waiting on the next one.
First of all, I want to say you were all if anyone ever in Hollywood says anything bad about you, we will back you up. And my question is, what is your Patronus and Bogart?
might be losing someone who I love, or worms. I don't like worms. No, that's very quick, though. I don't really know.
I don't know how it kind of turned into this, but I've got I don't like sheer drops, so somehow the bobber sheer drop. I have no idea what my Patronus kind of would be. That's a really good question, but I have no idea what to answer it with.
I think my bogger would be a giant spider. My Patronus, I think I would either stick with a silver doe or change to a stag.
Strange as it is, and disgusting as it is, my bogger would be a pile of vomit. my Patronus, we said this the other day, both mine and Arthur's, I think, are our dogs, because we love our dogs.
My Patronus would be Silk Dough, and my Bobbit would be Lemon Meringue Pie.
I've changed from my dog, because I'd just like to say that my budgie that died 3 months ago. We're sorry.
You can still be a dog.
What?
Your Patronus can still be a dog.
Your Patronus can still be a dog.
Oh, I'll have both.
I think I'll change my Patronus. It'll probably be a giant spider to scare the bobbit.
Why lemon meringue pie?
Yeah,
it's too sweet.
It's so sweet it scares you. So how would lemon meringue pie be scary? You probably like I'm chomping on that.
Lemon just sucking out your soul.
Hey guys, as a dragon handler at Dragon Challenge, I was curious as to which dragon was your favorite, the Hungarian Horntail or the Chinese Fireball?
Chinese Fireball.
Both were kind of pretty awesome because the first time we went on it, the Hungarian Horntail. In air, and then the second time we kind of knew what it felt like when we were like Chinese Bible. I probably have to say the Hungarian Horntail because I thought it was kind of really kind of speedy, and I had no idea what it would feel like. So at some point I was closing my eyes because it was just.
They kind of got it the wrong way around. Chinese Bible's the more hardcore roller coaster, so. But yeah, that one's a little better. And also when you're like 3 centimetres away from the other roller coaster, it's pretty cool.
Mine would probably be the Chinese Bible, because it's faster, loopier, turnier. Excuse me? Yeah.
I think mine will be the Chinese, because when I first went on the blue one, I didn't like the big drop, but now I've overcome my fear of drops, which is quite good because I can go on any roller coaster. But when I first went on the blue one, I got really scared, so I left it, and the next day I went on the Chinese Fireball, and then it was fine. So I like the Chinese Fireball better because it's faster.
You don't know.
I Will is scared of roller coasters.
No, okay. Well, it's not as bad as lemon meringue pie. Sorry, Benedict, that is one of the best things I've ever heard. Well, I want to say that you guys are all fantastic and we love you a lot. And everybody, and I mean everybody. So thank you guys.